Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show, U.S. Turkey Dinner Coma Edition. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And even though I might look like I just drug myself out of bed, okay, I kind of did, I'm really happy to be here. It's great to get to hang out with all of you wonderful people. Yeah.
And yes, in the US, the food coma lasts into the rest of the week. So
it does. Yeah. We go full on American for mm-hmm. US Thanksgiving, the gods of gluttony have nothing on us. Yeah.
I mean, it's only a 20 pound turkey for three people.
Right. It was only 20 pounds.
Well, we had 2 20-pound turkeys for 17 people.
Okay, a little bit more.
Yeah. Thank you, Walmart.
I don't know how big our turkey was. I just know it was cooked extremely well. I mean, good. Not like
not well done
and ruined. Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm at the end of the week. Friday, always a good week. 2 really cool shows today. Like, we have this show, and then we'll have In Touch with iOS later. So, I have been very much looking forward to that. Weather is kind of, it's like, it's been raining all day, or almost all day. So, kind of, it's getting cold as well. Like, I think next week I'm going to be in Portugal, where it's warmer, but here it's going to be like...
Nice.
35 degrees max, 40 degrees max on like Fahrenheit, so not Celsius.
I was gonna say Fahrenheit.
So close to zero Celsius, so not so nice.
Yes.
So I'm fleeing this weather, basically. I should just stay in Portugal. It's nicer there.
You know, I was in Portugal in spirit yesterday because I don't know why. I'm always tasked with bringing alcohol to the family Thanksgiving. And
they know you well.
They know me well. So I chose wines from Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some really good
always,
wines there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've always had really good luck with Portuguese wine.
Yep. The Sonoma of Europe.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It yeah. And everyone approved of my wine choices. So, yeah.
Good thing.
So I was with you in Portugal in spirit.
That's nice. Well, I wasn't there yet, but I will be.
Well, in spirit, we were both there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yes. I'm definitely mentally already there. I'm like,
yeah.
I already made plans. They have a Christmas market in Lisbon, I heard, and already made plans with one of the team leads to go there next week. So
that's awesome.
That will be cool.
Nice.
You mean great. Jeff, you mean in spirits you were there.
I see what you did there. Well played, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of, how are you, Ben?
I am fantastic.
I'm glad to see you survived. The photos you were posting of your Thanksgiving dinner yesterday, very impressive.
Yes, I'm not the eater I used to be, but Thanksgiving made me bring my A game.
So yep. What I'm hearing is you've still got it.
No, I don't. See, I would have had multiple plates of that if I still had it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I just spent my night going like, oh God, oh God, what have I done?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yep, on the bright side, it's now 23 degrees and the ski resorts are making snow.
Oh, well, here it is... 19 Fahrenheit, so that's about what, 7 below real temperature, and we're making snow too, but not with the machines. It's just magically appearing from the sky.
It's the best. By the way, well, I have a question after for when we start the show.
42.
No. But let's introduce David first.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. Yes, it was quite a Thanksgiving yesterday, but the food was great. The family to be together was awesome as well. I was looking forward to our shows today. I'm glad you guys are going to make it for In Touch by iOS later. And then, it's cold here too. Like, woke up this morning and realized I forgot to put my garbage cans out, and I was running outside. Got my coat on, and it's 25 degrees, and I'm freezing. And luckily, the garbage truck drove past and said, "Can you take this for me, please?" Turned out to be the lawn waste guy. He says, "I'll take it for you anyway."
Nice.
Then went in, and my hands were freezing. It's colder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 25 for you, and for Ben, is a lot colder than 25 for me, because both of you have that humidity to go along with your cold.
Yeah.
He gets the humidity more than I do. We got the lake to cool us off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad to be here with all of you. And
So my question, or Peach's question, actually, what is your favorite Thanksgiving movie? I found that a really interesting question. Like, what is my favorite Thanksgiving movie?
There are Thanksgiving movies other than Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That it's hard to top that one. Ben,
have you ever seen the Hallmark Channel?
No. True.
You mean the place that has one script?
Yeah.
And no. What did I post? There was a meme recently on Instagram about that. Let me see. Said, what has 15 actors, 4 settings, 2 writers, and 1 plot? 837 Hallmark movies. I'm like, yep.
But you know, I mean, the thing is with those Hallmark movies, especially at Thanksgiving, when you're doing your Thanksgiving dinner, preparing your whatever your holiday dinners are that you're going to prepare, you turn on a Hallmark movie, and you're not going to be lost. You know where you are in the movie. You don't have to pay close attention to it, and if you're into the Hallmark movies, you can enjoy the movie. And even if you're not going to be watching the movies at all, they're nice to have just in the background.
Yeah, that's what they're for. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Like, what is your favorite Thanksgiving movie?
Yep. Oh, and by the answer to that is Garfield's Thanksgiving.
This is going to sound horrible. I didn't realize there was a Garfield Thanksgiving special.
No lasagna for you.
Right? See, this is what's wrong. I always miss out on the lasagna. I don't know if I have a favorite Thanksgiving movie. To me, Home Alone is kind of a crossover movie. I know it's a Christmas movie, but it transcends the Thanksgiving and Christmas thing.
Yeah. For me, movie would be probably Santa Claus, which is kind of the same category. It's kind of a crossover Thanksgiving. Wait,
which one?
Tim Allen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, which, by the way, I'm going to make a very controversial opinion here that might get political, but Canada does it right.
Yes.
Having Thanksgiving actually in fall instead of early winter, a month from Christmas.
You know?
Yeah, there's something to say about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, the thing I like to watch through Thanksgiving is the Home Improvement. They have some really good Thanksgiving episodes.
And he's talking about bringing that back too.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, can't wait. Well, I mean, he kind of brought it back with Last Man Standing.
Yes, yes. It was great to see what they need to do is have the trifecta where you have Scott Calvin, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and whoever the hell he plays on Last Man Standing in the same room.
You know, there's a Spider-Man meme that works mm-hmm. for that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So, Dave, favorite Thanksgiving movie?
Well, you know, it's not a movie, but you always got to go watch Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'm with you on that.
True.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So here's the thing about Thanksgiving and Charlie Brown that is absolutely awesome. At the Thanksgiving table, all the kids are sitting there. And so you have multiple skin colors. And when they went to make the animated feature, Charles Schulz was told, and he was told this for the comic strips also, that I can't remember the character's name. It's the
Linus,
not Linus. It's the black boy.
Pigpen,
not Pigpen. It's
I can't remember his name.
Okay,
either.
But
you're right.
Charles Schulz was told you can't put him at the table.
Yeah, because
and he was told you won't have there won't be the animated special. The comic strips won't run, and Schulz, he put his foot down and said, "Then you don't get anything."
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened.
And they capitulated, and it was a critical point in the United States, in a positive way.
Franklin.
Franklin.
Franklin, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah. It's, you know, I feel bad because I feel like to be a proper American, you need to be able to recite the name of all the Peanuts characters. And yep. And I cannot. I can recite several.
Let's see, there's Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Charlie Brown,
Lucy,
and the bird,
Woodstock. The bird. Yep. Anyhow, that was actually a great question. So,
mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob
Beach. Beach. Thank
and
you.
I'll
for
throw,
bringing
I'll throw
that
an
up.
Honorary mention as an actual movie. You've Got Mail was a good movie too.
Oh yeah.
Oh right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just realized I didn't start my timer for the show or even look at the clock when we started, but I don't think it's going to matter because of the amount of news we have for today.
Yes.
When has that ever stopped us?
Yes.
Yeah. Never.
Right. So, but what I did do was a Google search for the oddest, weirdest Black Friday deals. And it turns out that ZDNet had an article. And, oh, my search was the most ridiculous Black Friday deals.
Oh, nice.
And
good thinking.
So there is a I don't know, the Automatone Japanese portable music synthesizer. I don't know. That sounds kind of exciting. Wait. Car dip clip.
Oh my god.
All right. Yeah. Let's
Poster night light is also a good one.
I am checking out. Oh. Oh. Okay, I see now. These are little trays that that attach like to the vents in your car so you can put ketchup in them for dipping your french fries, or
whoa.
if you're proper mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And by the way,
yes.
If it sounds like we are vamping during the show, we totally are.
I also like the SwitchPod smart switch. It's literally a thing that flips the switch on your like on your wall.
Oh my gosh.
It's like it's not something you like you literally stick it on top of your slip.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap, it's a mechanical switch.
Yeah, that's funny. Wow.
That's HomeKit compatible.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs to have a little mechanical switch that goes click, click.
Mm-hmm.
Click.
It's like those what was it, useless boxes where like the cat comes out and pushes the button back. Like,
oh
that?
Yes, yes.
Wow, that is funny.
How about a Smoko baby Tato potato ambient light?
I totally need that. Oh my god!
Yeah. Get us a link for that, Dave.
I'll put it in the...
I think we just found a cool thing for today.
Here's our cool thing. I'm sorry it's got the crap on the end of that URL, but... Okay. Urban Outfitters says.
And this is an old article. It's from 2018. It's from CNET, and it's titled The Strangest Black Friday Deals of All Time.
Yeah. Oh.
There we go. A brainwave... controlled
yep,
cat
that was
ears.
Your switch bot again.
Switch bot. Oh. Automatic switch pusher.
Mm-hmm. That's so
unbelievable. Oh my god. I have to buy one just because.
What the? Okay, so let me try this again.
It's a number one bestseller too.
In which category? That's the question. In there we switch go. Bot thing.
Home automation.
Hey, we're not the only lazy bastards.
I gotta get this.
How about the Nick Cage throw pillow?
Oh, I want that.
Oh, like, as wow, Napoleon.
Wow. As Napoleon, that's so funny.
A Super Mario Brothers game cartridge that's actually a booze flask.
I want that.
Oh my god.
Oh. The frog urinal game.
Oh my god.
These are all in the CNET link that I dropped into the chat.
God.
Oh. All right. Well, apparently there are Black Friday things to talk about.
That's probably also some good
Friday. I got another one. It's the Arc Stick, 20,000 games stored onto a USB stick that plugs into your TV.
And that is totally legit.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. Get us a link for that.
Yep, it's on Amazon. $47.
And so how does it work? Like, I mean, you plug it in and to your TV, and now your TV's the screen for the stick.
There you go.
Yeah, the stick plugs into your TV's USB port, and then it gives you two game controllers, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So it's actually a retro game console.
All the retro, yeah.
On a USB stick.
It's got Mario.
Or in the form of a USB stick.
The original Mario Brothers.
Okay, ooh, here's the horrible thing. That is nice. I bring this up, and, you know, it says it's $47.99. Yep. And then it has the line, excuse me, that Amazon always puts in there. You pay zero after using available Amazon rewards.
Amazon points. All the time. Problem is, I got to turn mine off. It keeps spending mine right when I buy the next thing.
Yep. Speaking of which.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Here's your Black Friday deal for me. What to say you have a light, just a normal
oh, perfect.
Light fixture, and you want a fan for the hell of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can buy yourself a nice socket fan that fits into that socket and then has a remote control.
And don't have to hire an electrician to install a regular ceiling fan.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes. On one hand, I want to look at this and say, that's so stupid. And on the other hand, I can't, because it's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, just think, you could put a fan in your closet.
And it's brought to you by Bell and Howell.
they make the greatest stuff.
That brand has not gone away.
No.
The old 8mm projector company sold their name.
That's oh my god, you're right. Wow. Bell and Howell.
I used to work for a company that it was Mamiya cameras and Bell and Howell projectors, and I was the estimator for estimating repairs for the cameras, and everybody would send in their 8mm Bell and Howell cameras and their 8mm projectors, and we stocked all the parts. The only place in the whole world that had parts for Bell and Howell products at the time. This is going back in the 80s too, when I worked there.
Wow.
Really interesting.
All right. They sold their name.
Excuse me. Since we are operating under the pretense that this is a show about
Mac.
Apple and Mac.
Really? Okay.
Well, okay. I'm okay, pretending.
Fine. What did Apple do for Black Friday? The usual, you get a $5 gift card and that's it?
That's a good question. I don't know what they have done.
Well, you know, Woot has a lot of stuff that's got some amazing deals now for Apple. I got the charger. Remember this thing? I got this for $70.
Nice.
They were selling some other stuff too.
So Apple's deals are gift cards,
right?
Which is no surprise. That's kind of what they've been doing for a while.
Yes, Apple does many discounts.
Yeah. Right. So up to $200 that you can use later.
Yeah, it's still not a discount in itself. I mean, it's kind of self-serving to say, hey, here's a gift card that you can spend on stuff that we sell you. Right. I mean, yeah, you might anyway buy something, so it might be okay. But I mean, you could have bought a nice dinner with that money, but no, you can't.
Right. Yep. It's very self-serving because, you're locked into Apple for the I'm doing air quotes, deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose if you were planning on buying other things anyhow, then it's a nice way to get a discount on those other things.
Yeah, that's true. But you can't even it's not even within that purchase. Like you get it later, and that's
good point. Kind of crappy.
Yeah. So like I'm just checking Apple's site. So you get $75 or $75 gift card, or up to a $75 gift card with an iPhone. Depends on the iPhone. So with the 14 and not with the 15, only 14, 13, and the SE.
Oh, so no deals on the 15.
Nope. Only $75 on the 14. On the 13, it's 50 and 25 on the SE. On the Mac, you get 200. On the 15-inch MacBook Air with M2, the 13-inch MacBook Air with M2, you get 200 on the 15-inch, 175 on the 13-inch, 150 on the 13-inch with M1. That's actually not a bad deal. Because it's already only $999. And you get $100 on a Mac Mini. So there's that. $100 or up to $100 on an iPad. So $100 on the iPad Pro, $75 on the iPad Air, $50 on a 10th gen iPad, and $50 on a mini.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you have the Apple Watch, $50 on a Series 9, and that's the current one, right?
Series 9. That's the current one.
Yeah. So at least you get newer model, and $50 on the SE if you want. Which, I mean, that's nice. That brings it down to $200 for the SE if you don't need newer Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then AirPods, also up to 75, so $75 on the AirPods Max, 50 on the AirPods Pro second gen. I think it's not the, it's the Lightning version, not the USB-C version. Might be wrong okay. about that, but I think it is. Let me double check that. No, it's the USB-C version. Okay, so that's at least something. $25 on the third gen, or on the second gen, also 25. So you can get it. You can get the second gen AirPods for, let's say, around about $100.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. The AirPods Pro, I've seen them as cheap as $189.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, AirPods you would pay $199 better from Apple if you reduce, like, if you take the gift card at face value.
All right. So how about AirPods Pro second gen with a lightning case, $169.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Walmart.
25. Yeah, you get a $25 gift card from Apple.
And $190 for the USB-C case version. Mm-hmm. I found just a moment ago a Macworld article that has the best Apple product deals that they found for Black mm-hmm. Friday in the US
oh, that's good.
And the UK. See how I nice. Tied it back into the British Tech Network there.
Yeah. Well done. HomePods, by the way, as well. If you get a $50 gift card on the HomePod, that mm-hmm. big guy. You get $25 on an Apple TV 4K. Not bad.
Not bad.
You can have $50 up to $50 on some on select Beats devices, like the Studio Pro and the Solo 3, for example. You can get the Magic Keyboard. You can get, so they have a lot of gift cards, the keyboards especially, and the Apple Pencil second generation. Which one is that now?
I think saw that's that on the charging one, right?
That's the charging one.
That's the charging one. So you get $25 gift card. So it's still, it's about $104 on that one.
I've what, seen the what Apple was Pencil the deal 2 on sale for an Apple TV 4K?
The Apple TV 4K was it's $129. So one from $129, and you get a $25 gift card.
Okay, so that would be the 64K version.
I'm assuming, yeah, the baseball. Yeah.
B&H Photo has the 128 gig version for, oh, that's not that big of a deal, $145.
Yeah, that's like $4.
Yep, that's
and
that's,
you get the $25 gift card on it. So yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's not. I mean, Apple never does the best deals. That's not. I mean, they would kind of be competing with themselves. I don't think they want to do that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I could say I put this on social media. The iAmazing's got 50% off their license now.
Nice.
You can that get is up good. To up to five devices is like cost like mm-hmm. $37 or something like that.
Yeah. Did you put the link in? No, I'll put it in. So the link is in the chat for the Apple shopping info.
Just for fun, now that I'm a Costco member.
And you buy one thing.
Yeah, and
no.
Right. I'll walk out of there sometimes with a bunch of bananas. And that's it.
It's so weird, Jeff. You're so weird. Like, this is simply not possible at Costco. I don't know how you do it.
I can never walk out of
you're saying.
It's a $200 store.
I'm right.
Well, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, Apple TV... At Costco, the 64 gig 4K, $25 mm-hmm. off, the 128 gig version, $4 off.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only difference is it has the Ethernet connection on the 128.
Yep.
Yeah, and the more space, of course, too.
Yeah, and actually, for me, whenever I upgrade my Apple TV to a 4K model, I'll end up buying the more expensive one because I want the USB or the Ethernet port.
Ethernet.
And it has Thread.
Oh, right. And it has Thread. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, I mean, I still don't know why we have the other one. Just give us the bigger version. I know it's a pricing thing.
Yeah. It's a pricing.
It's like, why?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Any of the good deals people are finding?
I found one.
Okay.
Well, with your iPhone/iPad/Apple device, you're going to need accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite company for accessories is having a Black Friday deal of up to 50% off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep, nice. and that is ESR Gear.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they usually tend to be pretty innovative when it comes to their stuff. The magnets are ridiculously strong.
Mm-hmm.
They have active cooling in their MagSafe accessories, so it even charges faster. They have wallets. They have freaking everything. Hell, they have a freaking mag stake. That would be magnetic stake. That would be kind of awesome. MagSafe charger. Messy. Yeah, with a damn kickstand on it.
Yep.
Hmm.
Cool.
And they seem to actually be some pretty good deals here.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing them all because, well, for some reason, it wants to show me everything in Canadian dollars.
Well, it's not that hard for you, right?
Yes, same here. It's doing it to me, too.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah, it's like, you want to be in Canada anyway, so.
Right.
You're not wrong, but.
I know.
You could change it. It's easy. But
it's $11 off the charger of the kickstand. God.
I wonder why those prices were higher. Canadian dollars a lot higher.
Yes.
Now it makes sense.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna be getting myself some stuff, especially that iPhone case where the camera guard becomes its own kickstand.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
That's kind of cool.
That looks like it's half price.
$14. Well, for the 14.
Wait, yeah. Do we have a link in the in the chat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's right next to my name. Look, all I have to do is scroll and there's it says Ben Raythig and yeah, just like that.
Yeah, yeah. $32 for the iPhone 15 Pro Max with the stand.
Cool. All right. Is there any new? Has anyone found any news that's worth covering?
No.
That's what I thought.
At this point, I think.
I have something I wanted to talk about because So this is already unboxed, but I wanted to talk about Apple's packaging because that was something that found really surprising. How interesting that is.
I think their packaging is, especially when they're shipping something to you, it's absolutely amazing.
This is how it shipped to me. So this was a HomePod, but I was really surprised. We knew Apple was really good at packaging. But for the most part, it's been limited to the inner packaging, like the actual device. But this is the shipping, like how they ship it, like the box that they ship it into you. And I thought it was really cool because you have this zipper or kind of rip off part here. Mm-hmm. And then these latches that just open like that. And then there should be, anyway, there's one side here. I'm trying to show that in the video. That kind of opens like this.
Yep.
And then you open it like that. And you have your HomePod. And then you can take it out. And you can open
really nice.
You can open the top here and you can take it out. So this is this is a simple thing. It's just cardboard. It's nothing fancy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's ingenious design for shipping, safely shipping. It's a box. Because the HomePod is inside the inner box. So I found that really interesting that Apple is investing once again a lot of time in figuring out how to make even the outer shell of the product is interesting and a good experience.
I've been opening up a lot of MacBook Pros since I've been mm-hmm. distributing a lot at work, and it's the same thing. The zip is right in the middle of the box. You fold it out, it pops open just like what you did, and then you just pull the MacBook box out, and then the MacBook Pros box, and then it's got. They've even done better with the tabs to open it up mm-hmm. because they got just two strips, one on each side, and then flip it up.
You don't need tools, knives, nothing. Scissors,
no knives.
To open up
No knives, plastic. No scissors, no plastic. Like it's the same thing here. Like on the bottom of the HomePod box, there's then like another two of those rip off like things. That's just paper,
right?
And then it just pulls out.
Yeah,
which now it doesn't as well because the HomePod isn't in there. Yeah, I found that really, really interesting to see.
So I agree with you.
I wanted to mention that.
Yes. Yep. Unboxing of the packaging of the boxing.
Yeah, that's, honestly, yeah, that's true. Like it's the packaging for the box, and even that has its own experience. So, and I mean, you have to think about it. Someone spent time on that, thought about it, and did it. This is not something that happens automatically.
Yeah, that's some real engineering happening there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm waiting for Apple to promote the senior vice president of box engineering.
Well, they probably have one.
I want to see that person's photo on the Apple site.
No, I want them on stage, showing their new packaging or something.
You know, you say that, and I actually really want that. I would love them to talk about how they design that packaging. I know I'm such
yeah, it would be like a Johnny Ive type video, but about the packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is Apple, I mean, it used to be, there was a lot of plastic and like this, the wrapping around it and all of that. And I mean, it was also very well done and well designed, but Apple made a pledge that they want to remove all plastic from the packaging. Everything is paper, and they have even like the MacBook, you know, back in the day the MacBook was wrapped in like plastic. Mm-hmm. Like you would open the box and then the MacBook itself was in a plastic wrapping. Nowadays you get a paper wrapping that still feels very similar to that. Mm-hmm. But it's all paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jeff, here's my theory.
Okay.
After he left the company, they shoved the cardboard guy in Johnny's white room.
Yep. I can see that.
That makes sense.
I think you're right. Yep. That's kind of brilliant, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Like Apple is going to great lengths in figuring out how they can use paper and recycled paper a lot for the jobs that were done with plastic in the past. So
I like that.
It was really, I mean, I've gotten like devices from Apple, and this was surprising to me, like came that way.
Nope, agree.
Yep, it's pretty awesome. Much like TSO hosts. That's right. TSO Host is awesome because they provide rock solid web hosting services, and they make it super easy for you to buy domain names, and they offer great customer support. And why am I telling you this? Well, because maybe this is your first time watching a show on the British Tech Network, or maybe you just never actually pay attention to me. Both are equally plausible. So I have to tell you, TSO Host is taking what they do so well and giving that to us at the British Tech Network so that we can bring shows to you every single week. We live stream, and live streaming takes a lot of resources and a lot of bandwidth. And that's not something we would be able to make happen on our own. But TSO Host, by providing that to us, that means we can do just that. And that's absolutely awesome. They're also giving us the hosting space we need. So there's a place for the BTN website to live. They're giving us the server space we need. So there's a place for all the show files to live, so you can watch or listen to your favorite episodes all the time. Because I know what you like to do is line up a bunch of best ofs that your personal best ofs, and then just play them over and over. I totally get it. Yeah, it's a thing. So anyhow, when I say that we wouldn't be able to be here and do the things that we do without TSO host support, I am not kidding. They're making it possible for us to be here. So we really, really appreciate them. Now, what you can do to share your appreciation is hop out onto social media and give them a shout out. Thank TSO host for being here and supporting us. Super easy to do. And only takes a second. Just do it. If by chance, though, you've come up with a really, really great website idea, the perfect URL, maybe it's ineverpayattentiontojeff.com, that's okay. Go and use TSO host and buy it. They make it super easy to do. Just toss that into your cart, and their pricing is great anyhow. But let's say you want to make a whole website around that. And honestly, who could blame you? Just go ahead and get a hosting package in your cart as well. Don't forget to add the discount code BTN20 so you get 20% off your order. And that applies if you're buying just domain names, or if you're buying hosting pack, whatever. Just use the code, get that discount, just because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting us. And thank you for being so generous with the whole BTN family as well. And with that, Patrice, I am so thankful that I can turn to you to talk about the live chat, because you do it so well. And I kind of go through it more like dirt, live chat, dirt. It's so much better when you do it. But do you mind?
No, I don't mind at all. So we have a really cool live chat where you can talk to us while we are recording. And you can like see the links we're posting when we post them, like to the stories that we're going to talk about or to the cool things we're going to talk about. Like all of that, you can talk to us, you can talk to each other. It's a really good live chat. Bob Beach, for example, is in there right now, and you saw earlier on the show that like we pay attention to that, so it's not just running on the site. And all you have to do is to like do that, interact, use that, is head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com when we are recording. So which happens usually every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time, for the Mac show. And by the way, also every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time, for the big show. Big show, we talk about non-Apple things. Yesterday, we talked a lot about OpenAI and all of that. But we talk about computer chips and space and gaming and Android and Windows and like literally anything else that's tech-related somehow. That's not Apple, so that's the exception. But let's say you are listening to this in the recorded form as a podcast, and your favorite podcast player of choice, or on a website, or wherever you found this awesome content, and you're like, oh man, I really would like to like get the switchbot or the ketchup dipping sauce holder thingy, and I can't find it. Well, I have good news for you, because we do have a chat transcript. Going back, by the way, all the way to June 2015. So it's been a while. And it's almost 9 years. And if you like, you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then there's a calendar that asks you for the date you want to see. And you put in today's date for today's show, which is the 24th of November, 2023. November 24th, 2023. And if you do that, you will see everything that we talked about.
Thank you for doing that. You rock.
You do rock.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's talk cool things. Who has the first cool thing? Oh, that would be Ben.
That would be Ben.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
So... okay, has anybody heard, we were talking a little bit about Tim Allen earlier. One of the big roles he had was Scott Calvin, aka Santa Claus, in the three Santa Claus movies. Well, last year, they came up with the fourth entry in that franchise, which was a series called The Santa Clauses. I thought season one was very well done.
Yes. And it has all the awesome actors that you would expect.
Yes.
Like everybody's there.
Yeah. You might not see everybody, but they, the entire time, but at least most of them cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Cameo. Well, the Christmas miracle has continued because season two is out.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not want to talk about it until after yesterday, because I don't talk about Christmas things until after Thanksgiving.
That's fair.
But we're several episodes into season two. The quality looks the amazing same.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I hope this goes on forever, because
me too.
I absolutely love this franchise.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I love the movies. I'm actually very happy that it's a TV show now, because I think that the writing is just a little bit better, because they have more time to do things in a TV show format. So, and I mean, this is a rich environment. So.
I watched the first movie and enjoyed that. The second one, that's the one that had Martin Short in it, right?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Because I remember watching one of the movies and Martin Short was in it as well. And so I enjoyed both of those.
I think so, yeah.
And I just never saw any of the others. Not like I was trying to avoid them. Just, you know, how sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the blockbuster type movie that everybody talks about. For sure not.
Yes. No, but they're just they're fun stories.
Exactly. Yes. They're really, really fun stories.
Yeah. The Santa Claus 2 is where Santa Claus gets to do what I've wanted to do for the last 20 years. And that is marry Elizabeth Mitchell.
Oh, that's so sweet. And, you know, I bet she'd really appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So the Santa Claus and the Santa Clauses, which network is that on? Oh, that's on Disney. I see that.
Disney Plus, yes.
Mm-hmm. Disney Plus. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. a really good show. I really enjoy it. And they, like, it's not the... That's what I always enjoyed about the Santa Claus, like the entire franchise. It's not the stereotypical Santa thing. Like it's different. It's familiar yet different, and I think that makes it really interesting.
And the other thing I kind of liked, the third movie had obviously a little bit of a budget cut, and certain characters were omitted. Well, they had actual reasons, put in actual reasons for that, like Bernard retired.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie, well,
grew up.
Grew up, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, it's a really good show. So thanks, Ben.
Awesome. All right. Next, Dave.
Yes, I have this. We all love Anchor. Anchor makes amazing charging products. This one is the Anchor Prime Power Bank. This one's 12,000 milliamps. It's got a two-port charger. Goes up to 130 watts output. What I love about it is having this. It has this display on here. I'm going to plug my iPhone in here. Of course, will it work? If you can look on the screen there, it's showing the wattage that's actually powering to the iPhone right now, and it'll tell you how much time it'll take to charge to finish the charging of the iPhone, and it's got all that on this digital display, so you know what the health of this battery is, so you're not blindly looking at that at all. You go through, and it actually shows the health of the battery, how many power cycles are left. It shows it on there like that display. It's not a bad form factor. I think it's pretty nice. It's got some weight to it because it's a battery, but It's on a Black Friday deal right now for $62.99. And you also can buy, there's a base, because if you notice on the bottom here, it's got this jack. You mm-hmm. can buy a base, it just pops right under. You can have it sitting on your desktop next to your desk.
So and smart.
Charge yeah. right with it. And easy to travel with. I mean, they have got other ones. There's 20,000 and they're more money, but I think this is a nice, sweet price point. You'll get about two charges out of an iPhone. You can even charge a MacBook Air, even though it's got the older MacBook Air. I can't imagine why this wouldn't charge it in a pinch when you're traveling. Mm. The other ones are bigger, so they're going to be a little thicker than this one, but I think this is a good choice for the price.
Nice. And it's Anchor. Nice. And it's Anchor. I have never gone wrong with an Anchor yeah. purchase.
Nor have I.
Exactly. Yeah. Me neither.
Yes. Yep. This is one Anchor I want around my neck.
Yeah. This might be a little heavier on your neck. It's heavy.
Ben, you are on fire today.
You are.
Yeah.
You could put. I guess you could put the get the USB C and put it in both jacks and hope it doesn't fall.
Yeah, I'm visualizing it. Ben, new fashion trend. I'm in. I love it. Yep. All right, Patrice.
So my cool thing doesn't cost you anything, at least not right away. It will when you buy something for it. So
no, I'm looking and you're going to cost me money.
Yeah, there's a website called blue-ray.com. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe they sold Blu-rays back in the day. But what I've been using it for, I think the last 15 years, 10, 15 years, it's been around a while, is to look up or keep an eye on iTunes movie deals. Mm-hmm. So whenever, like, you know, because there's so many movies and the interface for iTunes or a TV app these days or whatever is still not great. Mm-hmm. So finding any deals or anything you're interested in, not as easy, but that's where this website comes in. So you just go in and you select whatever you want to select. For me, it's always like the link I put in, which is the like 4K movies with a rating over 7. So you don't get all the crap. And then it just lists all the things you can buy. And currently, of course, because of Black Friday and so on, there is a ton of deals. I mentioned deals. A couple, like, for example, I bought, I think, $20? I bought all 10 original Star Trek movies, mm-hmm. all of them in 4K, everything. I've spent probably like $50-$60 recently, but I bought a ton of movies. And like, for example, also the new Mission Impossible that just, I think, left the theaters, or maybe still playing in some places. It's like $12. It's cheaper than a movie ticket. Just buy that and watch it at home.
You mean the one that nobody watched?
No, some people did watch it.
But I bet more people will watch it now that they can.
Exactly, or $13. It's like $12.99, I think. Yeah, $12.99, I think. Stuff like that. I bought Spaceballs because I didn't own it, and it was, I think, $8. I'm like, deal, 4K, $8. I'll get that. So right. it's just a good site. Is that it constantly costs me money. Like right now, for example, you can get all 8 Spider-Man movies for $40. Oh, also wow. Not bad. Like about, what is that? $8 per movie, around roughly. Actually less. It's like five, right? That? Five, less than $5 per movie. So if you don't if you own them already.
The Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, yeah. $14.99 yeah. for all 3.
Yeah, there's different collections you can buy currently, and that's one. Mm-hmm. You can also buy the individual ones if you only need one or two. You can get that like the No Way Home, for example, $7.99 currently. So mm-hmm. John Wick 4, $8.99. So. Yeah,
all 4 John Wick movies, $24.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a fan of John Wick and you have never bought them, get them there. They're yours. And the mm-hmm. advantage is over streaming. I mean, bar Apple completely going down the drain and stopping iTunes or whatever, they're yours. like in streaming, they might disappear because I don't know, license deal expires or someone has an idea for a new streaming service or whatever, and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
These are you, for all intents and purposes, yours.
Very nice.
So I have a lot.
All right. So I, my pick, it might cost you some money, maybe. I can't remember if it was on the Big Show or on the Mac Show in the past few weeks. My cool thing was the Bodies TV series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, it's an eight episode TV series, and it's based on a eight issue comic series called Bodies. So they took the comic series and took each issue basically and turned it into an episode. And and the thing is, when this was originally written, it was like over 10 years ago. And so the eight issues have been out of print. They took them and bundled them together and made them into a like a graphic novel. And that's been out of print forever. And the reprint just started shipping. So if you're interested in reading the comic series that the TV series was based on, you can now pick that up, and on Amazon, it's $15.29. And when it came out, it was considered a pretty impressive comic series, a short run series, and mm-hmm. And it lended itself well to becoming a TV series. However, when you read the book, you'll see quite a few differences, but it's not it. What better way to say it? The differences are there because when you're telling a story in print versus on screen, you have to do some things differently to get the story to flow correctly and for things to make sense. So there are differences. But it's still the same story, and it's a really great read, and I think the art in it is done really well. So if you're interested in the series that inspired the TV series, then here you go. For less than $16 US, you can pick up a copy, and I did mine the day that the reprints went on sale. I just immediately ordered it, and so it was a pre-order thing, so I ended up having to wait a couple weeks for mine to show up. If you order now, it ships now, and I think it's a really well done comic series, and I won't tell you what's different in the comic series versus the TV series, because I don't want to spoil anything for you. All right.
Very nice.
Nice.
And with that, wow. Somehow, I think we did manage to fill about an hour.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah.
Even with nothing to talk about. Although,
Black Friday.
I feel like...
I'll have to say...
Oh, go ahead.
All I have to say is screw you, Seinfeld. We're the true show about nothing.
Right? And we're likable characters. Well, you're likable characters. Yeah. I feel like this is the episode where we spend everyone else's money. And that's okay, because everyone spends mine all the time anyhow. Patrice, thank you for being here. Where can people find you?
You're welcome. You can find me here every week on the Mac Show on Fridays, and also on the Big Show on Thursdays, and also on the latest the next episode of In Touch with iOS when that comes out next couple of days, I guess, because we're recording tonight. You can find out everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast projects, literally everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com. And if you are interested in really cool people talking about food, food-related stories and memories and just everything that goes with that, I have an interview show called Foodie Flashback at foodieflashback.com for you.
Awesome. Okay. Food-related things since Foodie Flashback. So with the dairy allergy, it limits the traditional Thanksgiving mm-hmm. dishes I can have. So a friend made me a completely dairy-free apple pie, and this isn't a regular apple pie. I mean, first, it's the best apple pie I've ever eaten, but the top of the pie, they always like to do like a little pattern art thing on it. They made a Cthulhu for the top of the pie. So I had a Cthulhu apple pie for Thanksgiving. And I mean, you looked at it and you're like, oh my God, there's Cthulhu on the top of this pie. And so it was wonderful. And there you go. Just a little foodie pie story for you.
Very nice.
Ben.
Nice. I love pie.
I love pie.
Now
too.
I want pie. Now I want pie.
Yeah, I get it. I did manage to hide away part of the pie, so I'm going to have more Cthulhu pie today. Yeah. Ben, I'm not going to do a joke like, speaking of Cthulhu pie. instead, I will say, thank
you just
you
did,
for
Jeff.
Being here. I kind of did, but yeah, I guess I kind of did. Okay, anyhow, Ben, thank you for being here. Where can people find you?
Well, Jeff, you can find me on your social media of choice at Ben Rathig. You can find my writings at Rathig.tech. On Tuesdays, you can find me on some show called Mac Voice with this Chuck Joyner guy. I don't know. He's not here.
Right. On, yeah, he's out with Team Cindy today.
Yes. Normally on Thursdays, you can find me on In Touch with iOS with Dave Ginsberg. But guess, surprise, it's today.
Oh. Right?
Yep.
Ollie will do that.
Yep. And as always, you can find me here on the Big and Mac shows. Thankfully not combined, then they would make me hungry, here on the British Tech Network.
Awesome. If it's any consolation.
And on Foodie Flashback sometime before the world ends.
Yes, we'll do that at some point.
I am looking forward to that episode.
Yes.
Then the next day the world will end.
but at least it'll go out on a high note, because we will have had your Foodie Flashback episode.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yep. Dave, thank you for being here. Where can people find you?
Thank you, Jeff. And you can find me at In Touch with iOS, at intouchwithios.com. Like Ben mentioned, we're going to do another show later today with everybody on this panel. That's going to be a lot of fun. So you get to watch and listen to that after you listen to the Mac show. And YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on the Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night. I'm here on Fridays, and I'm on Mastodon at DaveG65 at mastodon.club. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, on the social medias, Jay Gamut, pretty much everywhere. I'm doing most of my stuff on Instagram and Mastodon, and getting a little more active on Threads. Then shows. This part will sound kind of repetitive because you've heard a lot of it already. Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Thursdays, but not this Thursday, today instead, on Dave's In Touch with iOS. And then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show. And Patrice, thank you so much for taking care of the big show yesterday, since it was Thanksgiving in the U.S. And I was spending the day with family. So I do appreciate that. And let's see. Oh, then Brian Chaffin and I do Context Machine. And I think that's all the main stuff. So with that, thank you again to all of you for just being so wonderful and putting a smile on my face. I genuinely appreciate, really, seriously, genuinely appreciate getting to spend time with all of you. It is an absolute treat. And all of you that watch or listen live, thank you for being here and participating. Absolutely love that I get to spend my Friday with all of you as well. Everyone that watches or listens to the shows later, thank you for being part of the BTN family. And it's great to have you in here with us too. And let's see, TSO host, thank you for making sure that we can do all that we do. Go give them small name love, people. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And if you're speaking of shows, if you're not already watching the Daily News Show, then you need to make that happen. Kyle does an amazing job, and it only takes a few minutes of your time, and then throw some money at it too, so that we can keep that show going. And I think that's about it. So I'll remind everyone, they should come back next Thursday for the big show, and then again on Friday for the Mac show. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.